The Kenai Golf Course was aglow Tuesday on the longest night of the year by a nearly full moon overhead, candlelit bags lining a ski trail, and the headlamps, neon safety vests, and light-up glasses of the participants and organizers of the Starlight Starbright Winter Solstice Ski Event held as a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society.
It warms my very frozen heart to see that there's no parking in the parking lot, which means it's a success already. Okay, mission moment. All of the money raised tonight goes to the American Cancer Society. For those of you that aren't aware, the American Cancer Society is the number one funder of research, second only to the U.S. government. So we want to raise as much money as we can to find a cure for cancer, right?
Yeah!
Thank you!
That's Solstice Ski organizer Jonna Beach, who serves on the advisory board for the American Cancer Society for Alaska.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you loose. This is not a race, so please don't feel like you have to race. I know there's some high schoolers here that I heard them talking about being warmed up already. Proud of you. Don't knock anyone over.
Please.
I know it's cold, so I'm going to turn you guys loose. I'm getting out of the way, and we'll go on three. Fair enough? One, two, three, go!
And they're off. Bundled against the single-digit temperatures, skiing their way to the first stretch of Luminaria lining the trail. The lighted bags each bear a name in celebration or memory of someone who has battled cancer. Luminaria are a staple at Relay for Life events. The day-long walkathons and festivals held all over the country as fundraisers for the American Cancer Society. Fundraising for Relay happens all year round. For the Kenai Peninsula Relay for Life, that includes the Honor and Hope Gala, this year scheduled for February 26th, the ever-popular Kenai River Brewery to Bathroom 0.5K Fun Run in August, and the Relay for Life itself, the first weekend in June at Soldotna Creek Park. And now, a solstice ski that Beach hopes to make an annual event.
Every little bit counts. Every Luminaria, every dollar, you know, it all goes to funding programs and research, programs and research.
Fundraising around cancer has changed over the years. Social media has helped the cause of direct fundraising for cancer patients and their families. These GoFundMe efforts are helpful to individual patients, but they don't address the root of the problem. Relay for Life raises money to fund research for a cure.
And they're in honor of people that have battled cancer, and they're in memory of people that we have lost to cancer. It's kind of heartwarming to see some of those names and a little bit sad. There's one out there for Hobo Jim, which today is his birthday. But it's a reminder that with all the advancements that we've made with cancer, we still have people that die, and they die quickly. I mean, hobos start to finish, you know, less than 3 months. My mom start to finish less than 3 months, and our work here is not done.
Rochelle Grunberg is an ER nurse at Central Peninsula Hospital. She was out skiing with fellow nurses in light-up neon vests that could have been seen halfway to Soldotna.
As we take care of many patients locally, as well as, you know, family members in the past as well, but, you know, mostly it's the people we take care of. We just support the Cancer Society, and we enjoy skiing. We are looking forward to this. And then the beautiful orange moon out there. We got the stars, even though it dropped 10 degrees, we're happy. The moon and the stars are well worth it.
Angelica and Tom Green have been Relay supporters for years, though this was their first frozen fundraiser. They had no regrets.
My grandparents and everybody that I know that I have lost, this is for them.
Uh-huh. Once you get moving, it's not too cold.
No, and it's for a good cause. I would do this in any temperatures.
Kenai Peninsula Relay for Life's fundraising goal for 2022 is $65,000. We'll have a link with this story to the Relay website for donations and information on how to get involved.